All right, next example from your band, D minor G7 and C major 7. So let's hear it. And that's the whole song, right? So what would I do there? Keep doing your part. Well, first I went up to a different register. You were at the 5th/3rd fret. I went to the 10th fret. Secondly, I didn't mess around with the harmony too much. And even if I did, that's the subject of a different topic. There's a whole nother series that I made recently, in fact, called Cage System Chordal Embellishments, which is harmonic embellishments. So we're not doing any of that stuff today. Again, today is only chords you already know and techniques you already know. You just haven't necessarily been shown. No one's really been shown. Like I said, I very rarely had a lesson on rhythm guitar. You know, rhythm is just one of those things. In the Western world, we're so preoccupied with harmony and everything. You know, little kids from third world countries can play all these crazy rhythms, and they don't even know what those rhythms are called or anything like. They don't have the words for it. They don't have necessarily the scientific vocabulary for it, but they can play crazy, crazy, great sounding rhythms. And I don't mean to be in any way, you know, prejudiced or biased, pro or con, any particular culture or any particular race, religion, creed, etc. I'm just saying, you know, in the Western world in general, we tend to have rhythm as a secondary consideration, and I'm living proof of it. No one ever talked about it with me, so that's why we're doing this. I had to figure all this stuff out the hard way. So I did arpeggiate. Granted, I'm using middle sets of strings, which you haven't learned how to do yet, but you don't need that. You could still arpeggiate. If you take a D minor chord at the 10th fret, the full 6-string bar chord, right? Good. And so you had D minor up there. Let me hear it again. D minor, 10th fret, the full 6-string bar chord. Yeah. And then G7 is also at the 10th fret. And then you had C major 7 at the 8th fret. Good job. So if our vamp was this, you could simply let your hand. Way you might do it. I'm just arpeggiating, but you still have to switch chords. Go ahead. No, but you're going twice as long on each chord. You still have to switch chords right away, but good, now I can slow that down a little so you can get it. Start over. That's nice. Awesome. And that's not really that hard, but it sounds way cool. I mean, you sound like a badass lead guitarist doing rhythm. That's the way a lead guitar. You ever hear Jimi Hendrix play rhythm? He never strummed chords. He never did that. He never, you know, would, I don't know, can't think of a Jimi Hendrix song, but, you know, maybe a little, you know, but, you know, but that's about it. Usually it was more like, you know, took little bits of chords and fiddled with them. That's a technical term. You know, he never strummed. You're mimicking what a badass lead guitarist does while the rhythm section is playing. You're adding texture, and you can feel it, right? This is cool stuff. One more time, same thing you were just doing. I didn't mean to yap while you were doing it. 3, 4. That's so cool, right? And it's not that hard. Let's see if we can milk this a little further. If I go back to tempo. Let's do a rumble feel, actually. Let's change the groove a little bit on the next one.